Hi, this is Diana returning your call from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I called, this is my third time calling about a charge that you all took off of my debit card.
If you could provide that zip code, ma'am, I could better assist you.
Ma'am?
If you could provide that zip code, ma'am, to locate an account, I can better assist you.
38053.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Charlene Macklin.
Give me 1 second, ma'am, because I don't see an account with that zip code, which is 38053. Is that correct?
Yes.
And would the number you be calling in from be associated with your account, ma'am?
What's the what?
The number you're calling in from, would it be associated with your account? I'll ask. Can you verify the address we have on file?
4860 Bill Knight, Middleton, Tennessee, 38053.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Sorry? What was that, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't have an account with you all. They refunded the $7.95 to my debit card, but then they took $56.95 on November the 6th.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay? I'm still waiting on the computer to load. I'm sorry. It's kind of a little slow this morning. And I'm here, ma'am. Give me 1 second to look over. You say you talked to someone already before?
Yeah, they gave me a cancellation code. No, ma'am. It was 11:14 I called. And then I called back at 3:20 that afternoon. No, 2:15 that afternoon and stayed on the line and then it hung up.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am, because I see where they canceled out your account. So give me 1 second to see why you revealed that right here. Give me 1 second, ma'am, because your account's supposed to be canceled out. I see here where you called in and you asked for your account to be canceled. Is that correct?
No, I asked for my refund of $56.95 because I didn't approve of that. And I didn't have, on November the 8th, they refunded
me. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, ma'am, you said they did give you the refund for the $56.98 that you was billed on the 8th?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. On November the 8th, they only gave, they sent back to my debit card $7.95. Then they took $56.95 on November the 6th. So when I called on Monday, on the 14th, they gave me a cancellation code and said, and I asked them why didn't they refund the $56.95 that I didn't approve of them taking off of my debit card.
Okay, ma'am. Are you there? Okay, ma'am. Did you file a dispute with your bank?
I sure did, and they said that I would have to get in contact with you all.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I can't see it on my end. I can cancel out your account for you, even though it was already canceled out. Your account is canceled out, man. We haven't took anything else out after the $56.95. We didn't give you the refund of the that We didn't give you the refund of the $7.95 your bank did. Your bank, once you did dispute mail, we can't give you anything back. You have to go directly through your bank or get your bank to call us to drop the dispute. But since you had already did the dispute and they had already disputed stuff on your account, there's nothing I can do on my end besides make sure your account is closed.
I mean, you all took my money without my consent, though, and they told me that I would have to contact you all.
It's nothing we can do, ma'am, because you filed a dispute with your bank.
Lord have mercy.
So your account they have closed out your account already, and they gave you the dispute for the $7.95, but for the $56.95, you'll have to go back to your bank because I can't give you anything of that back because your account is locked due to you doing the dispute. Now, if you can get them to call back and drop the dispute, then maybe we could try to work on getting it, ma'am. But as of right now, I can't do anything.
Jesus. Because of the dispute. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anything else I can help you with?
Oh, no, man. And then they gave me a cancellation code, then told me something was being sent to my email for me to use and all this. This is nothing but a scam.
They didn't resend your voucher, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
It shows where they say they resent the voucher. Give me 1 second, okay, to look and see why it wasn't sent. I don't know why I wasn't sent, ma'am. Maybe because they closed your account. I'm not really sure. Would you like for me to see if I can be able to resend that voucher or no?
Where's the voucher? What can the voucher be used at?
At our store.
I don't even know what kind of store this is. I don't know nothing about this place.
Yes, ma'am. It's our factory discount electric store.
I don't know nothing about this place, but no, I need to go ahead and send your voucher, but I need to talk to, is there a supervisor I could talk to or someone?
I'm more than happy to help you, ma'am, but they're going to tell you the same thing. Once you file a dispute with your bank, it's literally nothing we can do with your account at all. We can't give you any refund. The only thing we can do is cancel it out. And the agent that you talked to on the 14th had already did that. That's why we try to make sure we do everything on our end before you guys do your dispute to try to better help y'all understand what you purchased or what you may not purchase. But it's nothing we can do, ma'am, even with talking with a supervisor.
What
we're not even allowed to issue you a refund because there's nowhere where we can give you a refund because you had did a dispute.
Well, see, I called the debit card first, and they said that I had to get in contact with y'all. Actually, I got the number from them because I didn't know anything about you all. It's coming up extremely pop on my debit card, and I don't know anything about an extremely pop.
Yes, ma'am.
So just by you all receiving my money, I just lost out on my money that was in my account.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about that. I wish I could help you further and help you better, ma'am, with that, but I can't do anything as far as giving your money back, ma'am, because you did a dispute with your bank. You can get your bank to call us, and they can drop the dispute, ma'am, so we can try to work on giving you your $56 back and some change. But until then, man, there's nothing I can do, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can help you with?